Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And welcome into another week of BetMGMU. The playoff field is set. Some people are mad. Some people are surprised. Some people are out of a job. Sharon Moore out at Michigan. We'll get into that on today's show. And we've got tradition, Army-Navy. We've got early bowl games, including not a bad matchup out in L.A., Boise State against Washington. And we'll take the first look at those four first-round college football playoff matchups. A lot to get to, so let's dive right in. Of course, you know you can get us in podcast form. If you miss anything, stay subscribed to BetMGMU wherever you get your audio. Also on YouTube, just search for the BetMGM Network and live coast to coast wherever you may be in the world inside your Audacy app, AUDACY. Alongside RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. John Martin off this week. Let's start with the playoff field, Chop, because we talked about it for 6 weeks leading up to what happened on Sunday afternoon, and that was the idea of Miami being ahead of Notre Dame because, well, you know, they beat them, even if it did happen 3 months ago. And the College Football Playoff Committee led us down a long and winding path for the better part of 2 months, making us think that they had Notre Dame ahead of Miami permanently and that there was no way for this thing to shake out in Miami's favor. But we all woke up Sunday morning. We flipped on the rankings show, and despite neither team playing last weekend, we got Miami jumping Notre Dame into the top 10 and into the final at-large spot of the CFP. Credit to you, my friend, because you brought this up months ago. The ludicrous nature of having Notre Dame ahead of Miami and what it might set up for the committee later down the road. You called your shot. You pointed it out like Babe Ruth, and you knocked it out of the park.
Listen, it's way better than my bets were last week. I'll tell you that.
No, it was a bad week for bets.
Oh, it was a bad week. It was a bad week for the old degenerate over here. It made too much sense. Like you can't you set yourself up, and you know I don't think that you know the conference championship games, you know, lose anything. I don't think the regular season loses anything here. I think what loses credibility is the week-to-week shows and releases of these rankings. Those are now like, okay, I mean, we'll watch.
Yeah, but they're useless. They don't mean anything.
They don't mean anything anymore. You know, they don't mean anything anymore. And I don't think that there's like a screw job here. I think when you lose two games or more, you can't really complain. You can't complain Fair. About your standing. You know, it's in the old days, it was if you lose a single game, you can't complain.
Right.
And then it was like, you know, well, now you can't complain if you lose, you know, two games. And that's just the way it is. You know, if you lose two games, you don't have a leg to stand on. I feel really bad for Notre Dame. I feel like they were misled I think they were led down a path of just, you know, winning in. And, you know, like, I'm just looking for myself. Like, I'm a Tennessee fan. And last year, you know, we were in the field. We beat Vanderbilt. And I was like, hell yeah, we're in. Imagine if they pulled the rug under us like this.
Yeah.
Like, if something happens, you know, just imagine.
I mean, that's pretty much the exact sentiment that Irish AD Pete Bavakwa gave earlier this week, saying that, you know, we won 10 games in a row to finish out the season. Now, he called it one of the best 10-game stretches in college football history, which is probably a little bit of hyperbole on his part. There were other teams. There were other teams this year that had equally, if not more impressive, 10-game winning streaks. Right. But that aside, I understand their beef with being left out. I do. The more interesting fallout of that, the Notre Dame over Miami or Miami over Notre Dame decision, is this tenuous nature of Notre Dame's relationship with the ACC. Mm-hmm. And Jim Phillips tried to backpedal as well as he could, but he is not an NFL defensive back, and that backpedal is not all that high quality, because he couldn't back off the tweets that were put out by the conference last week comparing the two teams. And they were very explicitly comparing the two teams. They called them Team A and Team B, but they were comparing Notre Dame and Miami. And look, I can see both sides of this. I can see the ACC lobbying for what was the best team in their conference to make the playoff. It's on them to do that. And I totally understand why they did. But they also may have buried a relationship with the lone independent that matters, the team that's always going to remain independent, but also has the ability, just about whenever they want to, Choppy, to pull out of that relationship with the ACC and create a scheduling relationship with anybody else they want to in the world, because Notre Dame has that power. Like it or not, they still do. And so I think the ACC, when coupled with Notre Dame being left out here, is backed into a corner, and they already were not an advantageous position given the way conferences may reshuffle and realign in the next couple of years.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, I think there's a real possibility. And I thought this week, I said it on Monday, maybe on Tuesday. I was like, you know, by the end of the week, you know, Notre Dame is going to – I thought Notre Dame was going to leave. They're going to announce they're going to leave the ACC by, like, Wednesday. I really thought that was going to happen, that they were going to say, hey, look, we're done. You know, We'll take our 24 teams and we'll go. Yeah, we'll take those teams too. And you know what? We're not just going to leave. We're going to go be full-fledged members of the Big Ten.
Right.
You know, because they would take it with – now they've got 38 teams in the Big Ten. They got to – you know, there's not any room for any more. But – you know, like that's a real possibility, because at the end of the day, Notre Dame is the golden goose of the sport. They make so much cash, so much money. And look, credit to the committee for saying, you know, we're not going to be fooled. We're not going to just put the biggest draw in. You know, we're going to do the right thing and get Miami in over there. I just hate the process. I hate the process. Yeah. They I don't think they screwed Notre Dame, but they lied to them for 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's the bigger part of this. Like you said, the committee has lost all credibility as far as those ranking reveal shows go for the 6 weeks leading up to setting the field. It's why, look, I appreciate the drama, contrived as it may be, of sitting down every Tuesday night to get a fresh set of rankings and see how the committee handled whatever went down the previous weekend. But that's all it is contrived drama. And they'd probably be better off just not holding those ranking shows or doing something similar to what the NCAA tournament does with basketball, where you get part of the bracket reveal for a couple of weeks leading up to the tournament, right? Tell me who your top four seeds are or something like that, so that you can always hold in your back pocket, okay, you know, if they had not revealed these rankings for 6 weeks previous to this past Sunday, they could have had plausible deniability that they never had Notre Dame ahead of Miami, and it would have all made sense.
Yeah, or just say, hey, look, these are the bubble teams. These are the bubble.
In no particular order. Yeah.
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 Boy, you create some drama, because we all know who the top four seeds are going to be for the most part, right? We know, you know, if
Big
Georgia's undefeated.
SEC competitors, basically, in the championship games.
Yeah, you know about 6 weeks in, you know, by the middle of October, if they were going to do the bracket, you know exactly who the number 1, 2, 3, and 4 teams are going to be. And then, you know, you have an idea, but then just give the bubble teams. Give 10, 11, 12 through 14 or 15. Just lump them up. Don't say the order. Just lump them all together.
Yeah. Here's another thing that I think, and we had for our show, because we're in a condensed amount of time here. For our show, we had a pretty lengthy conversation last week about the idea of conference championship games just naturally dissolving and falling by the wayside because they have very little relevancy to the playoff picture, at least for the big two, right? For the power two. I would have liked to have seen a return to relevancy, in particular for the SEC championship game this year, because in my opinion, I don't need a three-loss team in the playoff. I don't. And I understand Alabama's losses were to good teams, two playoff teams, and one of them was in the conference championship game. But I go back to the season opening loss in Tallahassee, how awful it was. And I get they've got more impressive wins, right? They've got wins over some really good teams, including the team they lost to this past weekend. But I would have been perfectly fine, and I know they wouldn't have done this because they don't want to punish teams for losing in those Power 2 championship games. I would have had no problem saying, you know what, Bama, you got absolutely rolled by Georgia. Maybe you're not a playoff team, and putting Notre Dame and Miami both in with two losses.
Yeah, I just think that they don't look at Alabama as a three-loss team. I don't think they look at they don't count that game. You know, right. That game is a formality for the automatic berth.
Which is, why are we playing it then, right?
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. Like, you know, that's because, you know, you ask yourself, like, if the tiebreakers in the SEC were different, right? And because A&M and Alabama and Georgia all had one SEC loss, right? That's how it works. Mm-hmm. I think Ole Miss too. So the tie, just Alabama and Georgia just happened to win the tiebreakers. So, like, if they never played in that game, if Bama never played Georgia, and let's say Ole Miss won, and Ole Miss got it played against Georgia, nobody's having a question about Alabama being in.
Right.
And that's like, all right, so it's just, so to me, like, when you play that extra game and you're a member of the Big Ten or the SEC, they're just not counting that as a loss. And I'm okay with that.
I guess I understand that line of thinking and how they look at it. I just think it pushes conference championship games even further into irrelevancy, like we talked about. And look, the other side of the coin would have been Bama loses that game, and the SEC all of a sudden decides, well, we don't need a conference championship game anymore. Forget about it. We're not playing one anymore. Either way, we end up at the same destination. We're just taking two different routes to get there. And that's going to eventually be the dissolution of these conference championship games.
Or they become
play-in games. Or if you're a conference like the ACC, you actually get your together with how you decide the competitors of the conference championship game, because they effectively shot themselves in the foot by not setting their tiebreakers correctly and letting Duke get into that game and ultimately beat Virginia in overtime, which was a bananas game as well.
Yeah, you can't have a five-loss team in a conference title game. You just can't. And that's screwed up. And I do wonder this. If Virginia had won, mm-hmm. Virginia had won the ACC, you know, would they still have put Miami in? Or was Miami in kind of a gift?
I think Miami in was going to happen either way. I think if Virginia wins, we're probably talking about JMU getting bounced, right? Which is the other fallout of the CFP final rankings and the setting of the playoff field, which is two group of five teams, which I know my esteemed colleague is not a huge fan of, RJ. Two group of five teams. Two, baby.
Yeah. Can't have two, man. Come on now. Now. I'll say this. It could not have worked out better for the group of five in terms of getting Ole Miss.
Yeah, well, I'm curious to see. I'll say this. We'll get into these games, these four individual games and matchups in just a couple of minutes. I think with the way it shook out and with the way the spreads are set on these games, I don't think it's going to be hard for JMU and Tulane to give the group of five some additional credibility. All they have to do is not get blown off the field by Ole Miss and Oregon, respectively. And I think it's going to lend even more credence to the idea of, hey, these group of five teams may be able to compete. And who knows? Maybe one of them does catch one of the favorites by surprise. And if that happens, then you're gonna lend the group of five even more of an arsenal to argue that they should have more inclusion in the playoff, whatever it looks like going forward.
Yeah, I think JMU is in a really tricky predicament. That's going to be really tough for them. But yeah, if they do have a good showing, and let's say they go 1-1 against the spread, right? Let's say they go 1-1. I mean, they put that in the win column. They put that in the win column all day. And you know, like obviously, if both teams cover and they cover by a touchdown or more, you know, I guess we could say is that, well, that's just like last year's games then, because they were blowouts too. And they all were.
Yeah.
But there's a difference. I think there's a difference mentally. When I see Indiana or Tennessee or SMU or Clemson get beat by Texas and Ohio State and Penn State and Notre Dame, that's one thing. But when I see a group of five team get beat 42-10, it's almost bullyish.
Yeah.
It looks different.
Let's talk about whether we expect that to happen or not. And we'll get into all four of the first round matchups in the college football playoff. Take an early look at them next, right here on BetMGMU.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we'll get into those group of five teams and whether we think they have any shot in the games that they'll be on the road for in the first round of the college football playoff. Cover the spreads at least. Tulane, Ole Miss, and JMU, Oregon in just a minute. But there are four games, obviously, in the first round we want to touch on briefly here before we go full dive into them next week here on BetMGMU. Alongside RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack, John Martin off this week. And let's start with we'll go chronologically. The first one, it's a rematch, Choppy. We get the 9-8 matchup in Norman between Alabama and Oklahoma. Oklahoma's already beat the Tide this year in a squeaker in Tuscaloosa about a month ago. 23-21 was the final. The Sooners covered as 6.5-point dogs there, obviously, as they won outright. Of 13 Bama games so far this season, 9 have gone under. Oklahoma, 10 out of 12 have gone under, and the number even lower. That's my first look on this one. I don't know about you, was the total. 40.5, and they produced 44 points together a month ago. Clearly, the books think, okay, playoff game, going to play it even tighter, two solid defenses, and I tend to lean that way as well. Watching that number come down, though, I think if you're thinking under, it's best to get in on it earlier rather than later because it might get bet down even more. And I think the whole key to this one is just which quarterback is more careful with the football and which defense can force that guy into more mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like you got to worry about, you know, sometimes in Oklahoma this time of year, you got to worry about some weather. It will rain a lot. So that could play into, you know, maybe a sloppy game. I looked at the weather. It doesn't look like it's going to rain. Looks like it's going to be a pretty mild day. So shouldn't be any problems throwing the football. But I found it interesting. The, you know, if Notre Dame had played, they did a Notre Dame versus A&M line. They did one, you know, along with this. And Notre Dame was going to be favored. And A&M won. This is going to be at A&M. And Alabama's favored here. Alabama was favored in the initial look ahead, which I found very interesting. That why would they be favored when, you know, they already lost to them, and it just didn't make any sense to me. But I love the under. I love the under here. I think this is a very low scoring game. This has got, you know, 20-17, 21-14 written all over it. And, of course, we're going to be wrong, and this is going to go and be in the 30s, old-school Big 12-style game, you know, where everybody just – it's a track meet. But this is, to me, this is the game of the weekend. This is the game of the weekend for me. I can't wait to see.
I thought it was curious they put it on Friday night. Maybe the thought is it's the standalone – well, I mean, they're all standalone windows, but this is the way to kick off the weekend with
NFL.
With probably – the best game, yeah.
Yeah, and the NFL plays 4 and 7 o'clock on Saturday. So right. You don't want to be up against the NFL games.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's all about – I hate to oversimplify. I already did making it about Mateer and Simpson and which one's more responsible with the football. But I think it really does come down to John Mateer. And do we get anything approaching healthy Mateer that we had earlier in the year? I think if he reverts even slightly more to that form than he's looked over the last month, then I like Oklahoma in this one. And I don't mind laying the 1.5. If he's still looking sloppy, if he's still having accuracy issues, then Bama – money line is the play for me, at least right now.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look, Mateer, when he's healthy, he's a pretty darn good player. He was going to be one of the Heisman favorites, if not the Heisman favorite, before he got hurt. On the flip side, you know, like, you know, Ty Simpson's a coach's kid. He's a smart quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's a team. I'll tell you, like, DeBoer is in a need of a win. Like, if you want to get that fan base off your back, You got to win this football game, because the 2 years in a row after Nick Saban, you go 2 years in a row and you don't sniff the Final Four. You're gonna have to really kind of, you know, do some kumbaya with the fans.
Yeah, I mean, the expectations are always higher there, and you're right. At least a playoff win is going to have to be what they get in order for DeBoer to not feel that seat increasingly warm underneath him. The first game on Saturday afternoon, the other tight matchup, power conference matchup, we got Miami, who squeaked in as the 10 seed, traveling to College Station against number 7, Texas A&M. And this is one, I'm curious to see what you think choppy of A&M after such an unsteady final few weeks of the season, right? The loss to Texas, nearly blowing it against South Carolina. I can't tell if they're on unsteady footing or if they should have found some equilibrium coming into this one. It's at home against a team that, you know, is maybe just happy to be in the playoff. I don't know, but I could see Carson Beck doing that thing Carson Beck does where he starts chucking it up for the wide receivers. They start making plays. This will be a game of big plays, I think.
Yeah, it will. You know, the one thing that I would caution is if you go back to last year, home teams really rolled. And we outsmarted the room. We tried to outsmart the room. I mean, everybody, oh, you know, maybe they could do this. Man, the home teams rolled last year, except for Texas. I'm not as worried about the A&M loss to Texas as I am about the South Carolina game.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina game, obviously, it's a classic trap game. You know, you're up 30, you're down 31 zip or whatever. That game hurt. That game was tough. But credit to them, they didn't allow anything in the second half. The Texas game, look, Arch played well. He made a couple of really nice plays. The crowd was going nuts. It's still a good Texas team. There's no crime. There's no crime in losing that football game. I think A&M wins this thing. I think A&M wins by more than a touchdown. I would pretty early before this thing, if it grows. I really like A&M here.
One thing I really like on this one, again, I'm focused on the total as we've got some time to sort of hone in on both sides. I think it goes way over the 51.5. I think we get the scoreboard getting lit up in College Station at Kyle Field in that one. Then we've got Ole Miss and Tulane, one of the two matchups that includes a group of five team. And these two teams played each other already earlier this year. Ole Miss rolled, won by 5 touchdowns way back in September over Tulane. Now, I know there are still questions about, talk about finding equilibrium. Has Ole Miss found their footing now that Lane Kiffin is gone? And maybe there are some questions about how they handled that. I'm still firmly in the camp, RJ, of this group. You could question the coaching that's actually in charge, maybe. You can question bringing Charlie Weiss on to call the offense and all that. I think this team is in sort of rally formation. And while I don't think they'll blow them out like they did back in September, I do think Ole Miss wins. That is a large number, though, 17.5.
It's a large number, but, you know, they won by 5 scores. They won 45-10. Look, I think this is ripe for Tulane. I think Ole Miss is a mess. I'm scared to death. I would not touch this game at all because I could absolutely see the talent just taking over and they cover. But I could also see, you know, a honed in, locked in, laser focused Coach Sumrall getting these troops together. Meanwhile, Ole Miss got substitute teacher in there for the next 3 weeks or the previous, you know, 3 weeks since they played, the whole factor in there. And, you know, they got 4 coaches on the offense with 3/4 of a foot out the door. What are you listening to in practice? No one's getting yelled at in practice this week. Nobody. They're not getting yelled at.
Is it like when your substitute teacher would roll in the cart with the TV on top of it?
Yeah.
For the older generation out there, and they'd just put on a movie, and you put your head down on your desk and go to sleep? That kind of deal?
Like, do the players get extra money if they win the game?
I don't think so. Do they? Is there a college football playoff share?
I don't know. Like, do they get a playoff share? Like, I have no idea. That would be motivation. You know, the only motivation for these Ole Miss players is to put good tape out there. Well, putting good tape out there sometimes means playing selfish. And when you have no coach to check you, and you're 19 years old, you're looking to get in the portal.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm kind of scared of this game. I know, like, the numbers say, you know, bet Ole Miss, take Ole Miss. It just that scares me. I'm just not ready to go there with either team. I don't think I would. The numbers would never say bet Tulane. I'm just worried.
Yeah, I think, look, if you right now today held my feet to the fire and said you have to pick a side and a spread on this game, probably take Tulane in the points just because I think it may be closer than anybody suspects it would be. But I wouldn't, I'm not ordinarily going to bet a 17 and a half point spread. And because I don't think Ole Miss is in a, is in as bad a headspace as you're describing. Could be proven wrong. This could be the most prime matchup for an upset in the first round of the CFP. And then finally, the nightcap on the second day, Saturday night, we get the James Madison Dukes heading out to Eugene, Oregon. And JMU is basically a Sun Belt all-star team. I don't know if that means any. I want to say they had like 20 all-conference players in their lineup or something. They were dominant. They should. And so they've got top 10 offense in the country, top 10 defense if you look at yardage totals. They've got Wayne Knight, who we saw in their conference championship game is capable of just breaking away and blowing a game open for them on the ground. Again, I'm not going to run out to bet JMU plus 21 and a half, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least if they kept this uncomfortable for Oregon deeper into the game than we might suspect. Like, we might get to the fourth quarter and this is still a 10-point game, and maybe the Ducks put the icing on the cake there in the final 15 minutes. But I think JMU is going to hang around before maybe Oregon covers. 21 and a half, another huge number.
Which one would you be more – so you're more likely to bet to JMU to cover than Tulane?
Oh, man. If I had to choose one – damn, you're putting it to me here. I guess Tulane, just because of those Ole Miss question marks that you brought up. But I think both could cover. I do. I think both could cover. They could both lose by two touchdowns and still cover.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I think Oregon might be a little actually underrated at this point. I think we've kind of written them off. JMU is, I think they're more real than Tulane, but I think their matchup is more difficult. And that's the issue. Like, going to Oregon, going cross country, tough place to play, you know, that crowd is going to be rocking, and they've not seen anything like that. You know, they just haven't seen anything like that. So I kind of like Oregon here in the 20-21.
This is another reason you're going to see it next weekend, and we can talk more about it when John gets back in next week. But this is another reason the only thing that should not be on campus is the national championship game. Maybe the semifinals, you could argue with me just a little bit. But the first two rounds should all be on campus, man. There should be eight teams that get an opportunity to play games on campus, because the atmosphere you're going to see is going to be phenomenal. And I think that does actually play into it just a bit. Not as much with Tulane. They've been to Ole Miss, right? They know what to expect, even though it'll be a playoff atmosphere, not September atmosphere. JMU going out to Eugene, like you said, walking into that building is going to be something that you can't possibly prepare for. And I think that's a decided advantage that every higher seed should get in both of the first two rounds.
Yep. Next year, when they go to 16 teams, all eight will be on the first, home. Right. That's it. And then you can do the next, you know, the problem is that, you know, they've got to get all these bowl games in. You know, they gotta make sure they get all the bowls in. These bowls want it.
Yeah, but at a certain point, those start to. You look at it and go. Why are we playing this thing at the Fiesta Bowl? Why? You know, if you're a home team, if you're one of those Power Two conferences, you want your conference champ to get a home game and not get that bye immediately into the second round and not get the home campus environment that they should get the virtue of by finishing in the top four. Like I said, a conversation we can maybe unfold a little bit more next week when we get John back into the fold. We've still got to talk Heisman. Is it Mendoza's to lose? We're going to give you our favorite plays of the weekend, maybe a look at a couple bowl games as well that'll happen before we talk again next week. And, oh, Sharone, What were you thinking? Oh. All of that next on BetMGMU.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got bowl action starting already this weekend. We'll take a look at some of the games coming up in the next few days as bowl season kicks off. A quick look at those. Plus, our favorite bets of the weekend in just a couple of minutes. John Martin is off. I'm Chris Mack alongside RJ Choppy back here on BetMGMU. We got to talk the mess in Michigan as well and the Heisman. But real quick, Choppy, I mean, it's tradition. It is our nation's armed forces squaring off in a game that's been played. How many times? I've lost track of how many times they've played the Army-Navy game now. 120.
A lot.
So we're going to get Navy, Army-Navy this weekend. Like I said, it's tradition. Service Academy ball usually leads to a nice low score. The total this weekend, 38.5. Interesting, though, that Navy's favored by 6. Typically, you don't get that big a spread on such a low anticipated total. Navy of 3 wins better than Army as well. I don't know if I'd be willing to lay the 6. I might actually go a little out of pocket here and say over the 38.5 on Army Navy.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. My initial thought on this was take Army plus 6.5. That was my initial thought. That just seems a little too high. I don't know that Navy really should be there. I know things change as the year goes on, but this is such a rivalry. I'm thinking, that number's, they've gotten to the point where that number's really, really low with the 38.5. I'm leaning towards the Army, plus 6.5.
All right. Last year, it was a 44-point game, 31-13. Navy won pretty comfortably. So we'll see. Maybe Navy's dominance holds for another year and we're taking the over and we get some points, or maybe Army keeps it tight and it's within the 6.5 and Choppy scores a win there. Let's pivot to the Heisman real quick. There's not much of a market left here now, Choppy. The numbers are all prohibitively in Fernando Mendoza's favor after the win in a Big Ten title game, which holds with what we talked about for the last several weeks, that the Heisman was going to come down to whoever won the Big Ten title game. It was going to be Mendoza or Julian Sain. Now, there is still Jeremiah Love on the board, and Diego Pavia had a lot of late money come in. 15-1 at BetMGM. He's as low as 6-1 in some spots. And so I don't know if 650 at BetMGM now, pardon me, still a 15 out there, I think, in one spot. I don't know if that's indicative of somebody knowing something somewhere or what it is, or but it feels like it should be Mendoza now, -1,000 to win the Heisman
feels
Saturday night.
Yeah, it feels it. It feels like it should be Fernando. I'll say this, you know, I did get a chuckle. You know, as soon as that Ohio State game was over, all the articles, Fernando Mendoza had his Heisman moment. And I'm like, Heisman moment? They scored 13 points.
Right.
How is that a Heisman moment, man? Come on now. That's a Heisman moment. Heisman moment is, you know, a 21-point comeback in the fourth quarter. You know, there's a minute to go. You're down four, and you lead a touchdown drive. Mahomes in the AFC Championship game, 13 seconds left, tie the game. That's a Heisman moment. Scoring 13 points and winning a game because of a missed 12-yard field goal. That ain't a Heisman moment.
Yeah, I think the closest thing we got this year, at least with these four that are invited to the ceremony, the closest thing we got to a Heisman moment, if you want to call it that, was Indiana's win at Penn State and the touchdown on the final play there. That's it. That's as close as we got. So there isn't a standout moment that you look back on and go, that's why that guy should win. I think this just happens to be a body of work award, and I think it did come down to the Big Ten championship game. And also, I think whether you like it or not, a lot of people think like me and look at Julian Sain and say, yeah, if I had those receivers, I'd probably have some pretty decent numbers too. I think he played well without his top guys in the lineup over the course of the last few weeks of the regular season, but I don't think that was enough for him to edge out Mendoza. So I think it'll be a pretty clear result on Saturday night. Again, I wonder about the late money coming in on Pavia, but I don't think it's enough to make me run out and bet Pavia at +650. I don't think that's where we'll go with that one. All right, let's pivot to the bad news for Michigan fans. Sherrone Moore out, announced Wednesday afternoon that Michigan fired him for cause after a, quote, inappropriate relationship with a staff member. And just when we thought all the dust had settled and the smoke had cleared on the coaching carousel after Penn State finally locked up Matt Campbell, it opens up another big seat, and you wonder, where does Michigan turn? Do they just throw somebody in for a year? Do they look to make a big splash depending on what happens the first week of the playoff? A rumor out there the other day about Kalen DeBoer, maybe, if he should get run out of the building by Oklahoma, maybe gets run out of Tuscaloosa and Michigan takes a swing at him. I don't know, but this is the worst possible time to be in the position Michigan is in.
Yeah. Yeah, because all those kids that signed letters of intent last week are free to go.
Yep.
Right? They're free to go. And I'll say this. I mean, if I'm Michigan, I'm going to wait this out. I'm going to wait for that Bama game to end. If they get beat and they don't look very good and they look like they did against Georgia, I think DeBoer's on the market. And I think you can go get him.
Man.
It's a big buyout. Bama would have to pay a big buyout, but I think you can get him. And that's where I would go. Because, look, what do you do, Brian Kelly?
No.
And now you're not going to do that. You know, like, you already lost out on Matt Campbell. By the way, kudos to Penn State. That was a great save.
I will say this. I told a lot of people this in the wake of that hiring earlier this week, I guess late last week. If you would have told Penn State fans that they were going to hire Matt Campbell 5 or 6 weeks ago, like right after Franklin was fired, if you would have said, yeah, but we're going to go out and get Matt Campbell, they'd have been elated and never would have gone through the roller coaster of emotions that we went through during that whole, whatever you want to call it, cluster, you know, of a coaching search. The fact that they were still able to land someone like that, I think, is a testament to the fact that Penn State as backwards as some people may look at it, is still a destination. And now he's got one job. That one job is to beat Ohio State. And that's how Matt Campbell will be evaluated by Penn State fans.
Yep. I think it says a lot about the AD. I love the hidden leaked audio. That was fun. but yeah, this could not be at a worse time for Michigan. If I were them, I'm not rushing into this hire. You know, you have momentum still. You just won a title a couple of years ago. There's still momentum. You can't lose it. You got to make the right hire here. And, you know, that's got to be, you know, maybe finding somebody who gets fired after this week. Because it might happen. It really might happen.
That is just wild. And then if the Alabama job were to open up, what happens there? Oh, man.
Great question. Lane Kiffin. You know, he leaves LSU. And then he goes to Alabama. I don't know, man. I don't know. You're running out of options.
Daboll back to Tuscaloosa. They'll love that.
There you go. Bring in Dames. You know, you could bring maybe Bill O'Brien. I know that he said he's going to stay. But, you know, he was there not too long ago. Could you pry Sark away from Texas if they don't have a good showing? Well, I mean, like their recruiting class was really good. But, you know, if you waited out in the bowl game and, you know, it's a mess. Dillingham, can you convince him? It's not
He sounded pretty locked in at Arizona State throughout all of these other coaching searches. Sounded like a guy who was preaching loyalty over and over again. And after the way he talked about Sam Levitt at their end of season banquet, doesn't sound like a guy who would bolt when he gets a chance. Yeah.
Make a run at Dabo.
Oh, baby. The world of possibilities if it should shake out that way. Let's get to our favorite plays of the week. For me, it's going to include the Bucked Up L.A. Bowl. That's with a B. B-U-C-K-E-D. The Bucked Up L.A. Bowl, Choppy, okay? I'll get to mine in just a second. What do you got for us this weekend?
Let's go with I'm gonna do Army plus 6.5.
Okay.
I'm gonna do Army plus 6.5. I'm not sure I'm ready to go with the LA Bowl. I'm ready to go down that road. Yeah. Is that in LA or is that in Louisiana?
Inglewood. Okay. LA Metro. Okay.
SoFi?
It's SoFi Stadium. Yeah, that's LA. That's where Chargers and Rams play.
Wow.
It's not a bad matchup. It's not a bad matchup, actually. Boise State against Washington. I'm going to go with the under. I think the best unit on the field out of all of them will be Washington's rushing offense against Boise's lack of run D. So I think Washington probably grinds it out just a little bit. And so with the number sitting in the low 50s, I'll go under. I'll say under 52.5 on the Bucked Up. That's with a B, kids. The Bucked Up L.A. Bowl at SoFi Stadium. Also, this weekend, Saturday night, an 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific kick. Don't forget, if you've got multiple plays, maybe you could put those together. Army plus 6.5 and under 52.5 on the L.A. Bowl. You can always get yourself a parlay boost inside the BetMGM app. Get in there now. Use a parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. There's no reason you shouldn't enjoy college football this weekend just because we don't have any playoff games yet, Choppy. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Army-Navy.
You can enjoy it. You can
enjoy
Army-Navy.
A meaningless L.A. Bowl being played at a two-thirds empty SoFi Stadium. Why not?
Two-thirds, huh?
Six-sevenths. Oh, my God, you just did that. Did you do that on purpose?
No, but I caught myself and I was like, oh, I might as well.
Might as well just go with it.
Yeah, just go with it, man.
All right. We're losers. but we're going to win. We're going to win bets this weekend, unlike last weekend. John Martin will be back in the fold with us next week as well. Enjoy it as we continue to lead up to the playoff. Army-Navy this weekend, the Heisman, and a bowl game as well. For RJ Choppy, for our producer, Zach Krull, I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.